What we're about is to remember our Lord's death. The bread that we hold in our hand is unleavened. It represents his sinless body. Life was sinless as there was no sin in him. Sin was found on him by imputation, but no sin in him. And of course, his cup, this cup represents his blood shed for those for whom he died. Luke 22, we recently studied this, that the Lord said, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. In other words, he was from all eternity looking forward to this particular hour in which he would now lay down his life. And that Passover meal was to be the last one celebrated in that way. Because from there forward, everything about that Passover is represented in these two elements that we have right now, in the bread and the cup. There were herbs that were there present that they ate in the Passover feast. Why aren't there herbs now that we partake and add to? It's because Christ has borne the sin. It's done away. There's no more suffering that we're to remember. And, of course, there was the lamb. They roasted a lamb. So why aren't we here passing out pieces of a lamb in remembrance of Christ? Because Christ is the lamb. It's been done away. Away. And so that's what Christ tells his disciples there in Luke 22. That he took the cup. He gave thanks. He was thanking his Father. That death that he was about to accomplish. I dare say none of us look forward to death that way. As much as we know our day's coming, yet as much as we deserve to die, yet we struggle with the idea, the thought. It takes the grace of God. But he thanked his Father because this was the way that God had purposed that he should die. Glorify him in the saving of his people. And so he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. That's what we've done. Divide it among ourselves. He said, I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Now, that means that the kingdom is still to come. That means that Christ isn't present. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound right to me. The fact is that by partaking of this bread and cup, having paid the debt, risen again, Christ is giving us his word that his kingdom has come because he rose to sit on that throne that he earned by his suffering. And he says, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. That means, since it's come, that he does indeed partake with his church as they remember his death. He said, this do in remembrance of me. But he's not removed. He's by his spirit in the heart of those that he has redeemed. And I find comfort in that. Not in some kind of mystical way, but the fact that God in his Son is here present and blessing this time about his table because of who Christ is and what he accomplished. And it says he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. It's not in remembrance of who was here, who partook, and who did. It's in remembrance of him. Same thing here in a little bit. We're going to be witnessing a baptism in the water. It's not our eyes on the baptism, but on who it is that these dear ones are confessing. Eyes on Christ. That's what it's all about. Likewise also the cup after supper. I mentioned last time, you say, well, were there two cups? Well, there was the Passover cup in verse 17. That had to be fulfilled. He had to celebrate that last Passover, so he thanked God for that cup. But here now, when he says, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. he's talking now about what this cup represents. And as we partake of it, drink of it, let us remember whose blood it is. Whose blood it is. That's not just that his blood was shed, but whose blood it is that was shed. That's the blood of satisfaction. That's the blood of justification. That's the blood of redemption. That's the blood of peace. That's the blood of reconciliation. Either he finished it there or he didn't. And if he didn't, then whatever we're doing here isn't going to change anything. There's nothing. People think that partaking of this cup, they look into it, they get all mystical. They think, well, I'm taking part of Christ in me for some reason. Down through history, men have argued back and forth. Where's Christ? Some have said, well, this actually becomes his blood. This actually becomes his body. No, it's a picture. There's no life in this cup. There's no life in this bread. You can partake of it and still be a dead dog sinner. Partake of this wine. It's just wine crossing dead man's lips. It's who it represents. There's some that say, well, he doesn't become his blood and body, but he's all around it. So now there's somehow some mystical working around the cup. Now, I'll tell you where Christ is. He's in the hearts of his people. And he's seated in the heavens. He said he'll not leave us orphans. He'll come to us. How did he come? But through his comfort. It's the Spirit that gives us understanding of what we're about right here. We're taking this bread and drinking this cup. And so we remember him until he comes. So let's thank him for the cup and the wine, and we'll partake. Gracious Father, we bow in your presence, just overwhelmed over, first of all, who we are. Your Spirit shows us our state of sinfulness before you, that we're nothing. And yet, overwhelmed with the view of who Christ is and all that he accomplished. I pray, dear Father, that as we partake, even as the unleavened bread touches our lips, our tongue swallows this wine, we partake, that our thoughts would be upon Christ and that body that was prepared, and his shed blood, that you might be satisfied with such sinners as we are. And so perfect was his complete work. Upon completion of what he accomplished, you once for all justified, declared righteous everyone for whom he paid the debt. Some of us are just now finding out about it. Walked in darkness, false religion for some time until it pleased you to reveal Christ in us. And now, our eyes being open, we turn our back to any of that former religion. And by your grace, look to Christ and Christ alone, author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at your right hand. Give you the praise and the glory and the thanks in our dear Savior's name.